I've looked at a lot of these, and there's like whole YouTube channels, and there's like a bunch of TV shows about creating these tiny homes and them like doing a tour of all these. And some of those, they look pretty nice. They look big enough to live in, but where is, like, if you have two people living in this space, where is your personal space gonna come in? See, like, because there's no real, like, rooms. Everything is an open layout.
Well, you can close the door, and the bedroom looks like, at least if you live in the Escher one, you can close the bedroom.
Yeah, maybe
door.
Some of them, or like close the bathroom in some of them, right? But
just go outside, man. You just go outside. You're grounded. Go outside.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you go outside, or I'll go outside, and then you stay inside, close the door. Then we have our own personal space.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We have a great, great episode, as usual. Always a great episode, Mike.
Every single week, man.
Every single week. Today, we're going to be talking about tiny homes, right?
Yes. It's a continuation of our alternative lifestyle, tiny homes and container houses.
Oh, yeah, and container houses. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. First off, Mike, what are you drinking?
Today, I am going something very super healthy. I made my own. You see the blackberry, blueberry, kiwi, / a little bit of ginger smoothie.
Oh, made yourself a smoothie. I made my own drink as well, but I just poured it out of this bottle here. Kendall Jackson.
Yeah. Ooh, you're already halfway done with the bottle.
Kendall Jackson Rosé, yeah. I had a glass earlier this weekend, so cheers.
Cheers to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is my dinner, pretty much, you know.
Oh, that's your dinner? Your smoothie.
Yeah, it's a little late, but I figure, you know what? Might as well try to do it with the help, you know?
Okay, all right. I have a hard time with smoothies because sometimes they're just not sweet enough.
Well, you can always dash it up with a little bit of honey or bee pollen. Either way, it works, though.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's natural sweetness. So yeah. All right. So let's jump into this topic. So first of all, before you jump into this, do you know anybody living in a tiny house or a container house?
I do not. I don't know anybody who lives.
I know a couple who bought a tiny house to Airbnb it.
Oh, so they can Airbnb.
Yeah. It's actually pretty smart if you think about it financially.
I think to Airbnb seems like a very doable thing. And also it's like it end up being one of those like unique experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easier to market.
Yeah. So let's start talking about actually tiny houses first, right? So one of the, I guess, attractiveness about it is that you can put this almost in.
First off, can you explain what a tiny house is to those people who haven't been on the internet in a while?
Yeah, so a tiny house is pretty much a simple version of lifestyle where you don't really have a bedroom, you don't really have like a full set of kitchen, living room, but pretty much it's all in one inclusive. You're pretty much to say that you have your bed on top of the bunk in a sense, and your bathroom's down below you, some storage, and you have a little kitchenette, and you have a little shower on the side. It's better than living in a van, you have more spaces. But tiny house, you can pick. You can still pick your house up and move anywhere, but you have to like literally tow that though.
Mm-hmm.
However, most people just put in a set lot. They buy a big lot in the middle of the woods, do more like a camping style trip. They want to isolate themselves from people. A typical tiny house can probably house about 2 to 3 people max, unless you get a little fancier version of that. So I actually went to an expo in Orlando for that, and they were showcasing some of those fancy townhouses. Some of them went up to like 100K. I was like, I might just buy a real house.
I don't know. Can you find a real house for like 100K these days?
I'm sure you can. You go to Alabama, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere like that. But yeah, so To clarify this a little more, right? A tiny house is a house that is less than 1,000 square feet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And normally you can tow it from place to place, but it's just a small contained space. But then people arrange it in a way they maximize the space that they do have. Yeah. And it's just like living, a lot of people are in this like tiny house movement to like live frugally, or not, I don't know, frugally, like just living with less, being so.
Well, it's a simple lifestyle, right? Yeah, it's pretty much minimalist lifestyle, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't store much stuff in it. Think about it. You can't have that much clothes, you can't have that much shoes. Really, like, it's literally, you have a laptop, probably. And then the storage is just limited. So.
Yeah, because it's so little space. It's actually like very much like living in San Francisco in a one bedroom apartment. Because
no, it's like living in New York City in the tiny one my studio. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tiny studio or a small one bedroom apartment somewhere, but like it's very small normally. And then but you're maximizing space. So like sometimes you don't have too much space on the ground, but you can build up. So then there's usually maybe a second floor somewhere, a loft maybe. And then something like where the stairs are, you would like tuck away like storage places, have like drawers to put stuff in. So yeah, you got to get creative with where you're going to store stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a typical a tiny house, how much do you think those cost usually, Robert?
Oh, and they're usually like custom built, right? So
yeah, probably they're all custom. Most of them are custom built because they want interior designs differently. Some people want different things. Mm-hmm. But usually, from what I see, at least when I went to the conference, it ranges from like 60K to 180K sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I would think. It would be somewhere in the 50 to 100,000. Probably 50 to 80 is probably normal. And then like 100,000 plus, there are some that are like 150K, and they're like luxury. But it's still like, like 500 square feet, right? So it's still a pretty small space, but it looks more luxurious and like, and looks really nice.
And I mean, personally myself, you will also still need access to a building permit to build on that too, right? You probably still need access to all the utility stuff. If I'm spending 150K, man, I might as well get a condo for two. I'll take a condo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure like a lot of insurance might not even cover those, to be honest, the tiny house. So
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, how do you deal with insurance? You know what I mean? A hurricane comes around and you're screwed.
Yeah. These tiny houses, if a hurricane comes, you're done. Like that's it. It's not tied to the ground. So like you're really just like playing. So I guess in like Florida it's kinda hard with all the hurricanes coming through.
Yeah, tornadoes and don't forget about that, you know.
And then it just, I don't know, but okay, so you want to give some examples? Have you seen any examples of these tiny houses?
Yeah So there's a, hang on, let me share this link with you. There's the brand that's called New Frontier Tiny Houses, and here, let me show you. And you're going to be like, what the fudge?
New Frontier.
Yeah, here. I'll send you over here in the chat. Second.
Oh, these are luxury.
Yeah, these are luxury ones. This is my lifestyle. I would do.
This is what you would get if you were to get one.
If I were to get a tiny house, this is the way I would go about.
Okay. Which one would you be going for?
This is tough because...
These starting at 200,000.
I know.
Dang. If you start at 200,000, might as well get a real house.
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
But they're pretty cool though. Some of them are pretty cool though. You think, look at that.
This Luna one, is this just so I'm just looking at this first one, right?
Yeah.
The view I saw, it's only from one view.
Luna is the budget friendly one, that's why it is.
But is there glass on both sides?
Only at the end of it, I think.
Only at one end. Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. Actually, my favorite one is actually not Luna. It's actually the Cornelia.
Cornelia.
It's like a little, It's like a cabinet style type of deal.
Mm-hmm. This looks interesting. There's windows all along the top on the sides. So then you do have some light coming in.
Yeah, natural sunlight. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's good about that. It's good about that.
This is
insulation. Insulation might not be great, but the simplicity is there though. And it's more a little spacious. And I like how they use the kitchen underneath the bed. Most houses are not like that.
They use the kitchen underneath the bed.
Yeah, you see that? You see they put the kitchen underneath the bed area?
I'm still rolling through the pictures here.
Yeah.
It's inside.
Yeah.
Oh, this doesn't have stairs. This just has a ladder.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I think I would want stairs.
Well, the alpha one is the most popular one of this from this website. I saw that in like Good Morning America. Because the alpha, you can open up like a patio outside, and it's like opens up the space and stuff. But and
I think this orchid one looks interesting.
Dude, that's the most pricey one.
No, there's another one that's 200,000. Orchid is 189. See, I'm saving 20,000. All right.
Oh, are you talking about the Escher? The Escher is probably that much money.
Yeah, this one looks interesting.
Well, the Escher is on wheels, though. You gotta keep in mind. If you look at the Escher.
Let me go back to the Escher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that's 209,000. Yeah.
But that's because that's the one. That one is on wheels. You can move it around anywhere you want. So this is something you probably have in your backyard.
This kitchen looks extensive.
That kitchen looks too expensive. It's a full size kitchen. That's
yeah,
what it, is
it looks like there's a big kitchen in here.
Yeah, and it's a full fridge, and a hood system.
Wow, there's 52 pictures on this one. Wow, and you have like a full dining room area,
and not only that, you have a full dishwasher.
You see, this might be nice. It's just so for the dining room. It goes underneath of the kitchen. It can be closed in.
It could be closed in. I see that. Yeah.
That is interesting. See, this is what we're saying when we're talking about like tiny homes and like utilizing space
very efficiently.
It's very efficient. Yeah.
Yep. I just in the bathroom. Look at the fancy shower. It's better than my shower at home.
Let me go see the shower. Oh, this is a nice shower. I wish I could like go to a specific picture rather than having to scroll through all 53 pictures on the gallery.
Yeah.
This is the design of the website. I don't like
it. That's horrible. It's so horrible. I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I've looked at a lot of these and there's like whole YouTube channels and there's like a bunch of TV shows about creating these tiny homes and them like doing a tour of all these, and some of those they look pretty nice. They look big enough to live in, but where is like if you have two people living in this space, where is your personal space gonna come in? See, like, because there's no real like rooms, everything is an open layout.
Well, you can close the door and the bedroom looks like, at least if you live in the Escher one, you can close the bedroom.
Yeah, maybe
door.
Some of them, or like close the bathroom in some of them, right? But
just go outside, man. You just go outside. You're grounded. Go outside.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you go outside, or I'll go outside, and then you stay inside, close the door. Then we have our own personal space. I guess so, but it's, I don't know. I still think this is too small for two people to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even these like nice ones. These are 150, 180, 200,000. Man, a lot of these houses that you see are not this much. Are like,
yeah, so if you want to see a typical like what's called like real affordable one, tiny houses. Mm-hmm. There's a called I believe 84 Lumber.
84 Lumber.
Yeah, hang on. This is a weird website, but I think this is the
Tiny Lifestyle 84 Lumber.
Yeah.
Oh, here you have.
There you go. No, you sorry. Here. Here's a new link. Sorry, not bad. They updated the website.
Ooh, okay.
and you go to the tiny homes there, this ranges between like 50 to 75K.
Oh, where do I go?
It's like legit time house, like tiny houses.
Where do I go? New videos? Oh yeah, these look tiny. These are thin and long too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do these tiny houses. I could barely do the ones that are luxury. Like this countryside?
Yeah, it's too small.
Very small. Yeah. And then they have like a lot of these guys, like a lot of the people who are living in these are like big guys that are like, how do you even live in this space?
I know, country guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people do it. Some people, you know, they get away with it.
It's just cool, like how people like can think of ways to like save space with all these.
Oh yeah, it's efficiency for sure.
It's very innovative. It's very innovative. Yeah. So like, if you could put that into a real house and just like, yeah, it would also be I think it'd be better because you'd have more space and you have more places to just put stuff and be super efficient with your house. But yeah, these, I don't know, would you live in like one of these houses? You think this is enough space for you and maybe you and a girlfriend or you and a wife or whoever?
No, I would rather do a van life over a tiny house.
I think the van is smaller though.
It's not even that. It's just the mobility is easier to move around.
Oh, to move around?
Mm-hmm. And listen, if I'm already living someplace small like this, I would not. I would rather have the flexibility to move around easier if I'm already living in a space like this. The only way I would buy a tiny house has to be cost effective for Airbnb. Someone wants it for the experience. That's the only way I would do that.
They do have these tiny house communities though, so you can like go and that's, like live that, live that's in like true. A community,
yeah,
of tiny homes. So maybe it's like your buddies, like you have a group of like-minded individuals.
Yeah,
like I sent a link of like different communities that they have. Actually, like if you look at number four, right, this specific house seems like big, like it seems big for a tiny house.
It is pretty big. I think there's 1,000 square feet tiny house.
This one's maybe $60,000. Oh, it's in Colorado.
Okay, you know what I call tiny house? A fancy trailer park. That's what it is. A trailer home. Yeah, a fancy trailer home.
I don't know. Some of these community houses, they're legit gonna stay there for a while.
Look at number 10.
Look at number 10. They have a whole brick like walkway up to their house. they've really like set up.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to, right? Even if you look at number 9, it's a 2-story tiny house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you think about this, at the end of the day, I mean, this is like a fancy trailer home style. That's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely a fancy trailer home.
Yeah, again, I don't think I could do it. Can you do it?
I couldn't live in the mobile, the cars, the van life. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do this either.
Why not? You have a full bathroom.
Yeah, then you have to take out the bathroom.
No. This one you don't. This one has switch and water and everything, like pool plumbing and what and utility. Yeah, these are all connected. Pool plumbing and everything.
So you would have to get a plot that has sewage and all that stuff.
Correct. You would have to buy the land. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it though. It's just too little space, especially for me and someone else. If it was just me, maybe I could do it. But like, I don't know. I feel cramped in this like 700-800 square foot apartment. And then you bring me down to like 400 square foot. I could never do it, I don't think.
Well, you have your whole backyard to yourself.
Yeah, I don't think this is my life. Like, I don't think I like that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If I like the outdoors more or like living in nature more, maybe I would like it. I like living in the city. I like
city life. I guess besides this simple lifestyle, the minimalist life, what is the advantage of living in a tiny house?
It's the minimalistic lifestyle, I think.
I guess cheaper utilities.
Cheaper utilities. It's I think yeah, I think, and then like the price of the tiny house is cheaper than a real house.
You would think so.
Yeah, but like even like the $200,000 house, right? I mean, if you go to any like real city, it's kind of hard to get a $200,000 house, a brand new one, right?
Yeah,
especially a brand new house. So it's a little cheaper. Yeah, and I feel like living with less, and like you're training yourself to live with less. It just forces you to live with less.
I'm pretty sure half those people will probably have storage areas more.
Oh, you think I have storage units with all their real stuff?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. So what are some of the disadvantages do you think of living in a tiny house besides safety and hurricane and tornadoes?
I think the lack of personal space. Mm-hmm. Especially with the significant other. I think that's definitely a big thing.
Imagine if you fart, man. You get the whole place syncs up.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's very true. You'd sync up the whole freaking place. Like, dang it.
I know. You're opening out the windows.
I'd rather gone to the bathroom in the woods than
do it. My point is that I'd rather go to the bathroom in the tiny house, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the disadvantage of that is because most of the time, most people think it could be mobile, but it's pretty hard to find enough space where even you can have a trailer that big to carry around.
That's
so
true.
It's not as mobile people think it is, to be honest.
Yeah, but like very similarly to how you can do van life, there are plots that you can get that are very unique
that's true.
That you can't get a regular house onto.
Like you, where you just park and you just plug in your stuff.
So. Mm-hmm. And then if you have like a plot that you bought, that's like not big enough for a big house, but then it has great views but it's a small plot, then you can set all the other stuff up.
I'm gonna buy a 10-acre land for a tiny house.
See, like I don't know about that. Like that seems like too big for your tiny house. If you're living minimalistically, you're gonna buy 10 acres of land.
Yeah.
Mm.
you just grow stuff.
All right. Yeah, I think those are the main disadvantages. Yeah.
All right, so let's jump into container houses. This was pretty trendy a couple years ago too as well. At least the idea behind it is, you know, because what it was supposed to help out with a lot of carbon footprint stuff, because some of the containers we have too much containers that have been thrown away and stuff, and so they will leverage to build houses for homeless people supposedly. And so some of the containers, you know, companies decided to, you know, use those as the, you know, structure of that container to kind of build houses, at least the idea behind that.
Yeah, so people don't know shipping containers, like those are like, they're like the big shipping containers that they ship on boats and stuff, and and they like ship stuff from China over here or back and forth. Yep. Those are used like what is the lifestyle? What life? How long can they use a shipping container for? It's like a long time, right?
But a shipping container. You mean the lifetime?
Yeah.
No, I mean the lifespan. Sorry.
Yeah, lifespan of one.
It depends where you're shipping. Usually, it's about 25-30 years.
Yeah. So then. Mm-hmm. And then there's so many of those that are like not recycled, or like it just gives a second use for these shipping containers and to build out these homes. Mm-hmm. And then, but it's become very stylistic, right? So it has a very unique, unique aspect to it, right? That's just like it looks very unique. And then you can like arrange them in different ways to like expand your house or make them smaller. Yep. And it just looks really interesting.
You can scale it, that's what it is too.
Yeah. So then if you want more space, you can always just add more shipping containers. and then it just makes your house look bigger.
You could have a whole building to put all super containers you wanted to refill.
Yeah, that's true. We went to Vegas, and there's a shipping container park in Vegas.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, in downtown Vegas. I think it's called Containment Park or something. Containment Park, Vegas.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's Container Park in Las Vegas.
Is it like a nice park?
Yeah, I think we went when it was Sean's bachelor party. We went down there and checked it out. It's pretty cool. It's just like a whole park full of shipping containers, and then each one is like a different store or a different, like, there's like a bars and like different things that you can get there.
That's pretty cool.
But it's pretty interesting. Yeah. But then people are also using this to like build homes and stuff, which is...
Oh, so this is like a restaurant and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a park where like you can get like... it's kind of like the food truck parks, but all of the spots are containers.
It's pretty trendy. I can see this being trendy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
What's called Wynwood is something like that with their... there's an outdoor area called the Oasis. Like half of the area is built with shipping containers. There's a bar in the middle of it. They have a container tower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same concept. So one of the, I guess, advantages of this living in a container house is that it's definitely more space than a tiny house, because a typical container could be 20 feet long or 40 feet long. Mm-hmm. And the scalability is easier, supposedly.
Because they just fit on top of each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the expansion is easy because you just take one container, you put it on top, or you put it against each other.
Yeah. And so if you take a look at this website here, check out some of the examples of this container house with different sizes. And they have pretty much from small ones to big ones. And it's pretty unique. And some of them put a balcony, like a deck on top of the roof, just to have looking at that. Mm-hmm. And some people just clear it out and just made it all glass, you know, and they reframe everything, you know. Some of them just pretty, you know, keep it tight and stuff. It's almost similarly to like a tiny house, because you do have a minimalistic bathroom, your own shower. It depends what you value, right? So
yeah, and you do still have to be pretty innovative in space.
Space, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this one, the Honomobo.
Yeah.
The whole side is all glass.
Yeah.
This is freaking nuts. Like, will the structure of this hold up? Because
they probably reframed that, you know. So, yeah. Right now.
That is crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
I only looked at the first picture. The second picture has two stories.
Yeah, two stories. Exactly. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Now that's a fancy. Look at the third picture. That's a fancy crate. Someone put a garage on bottom and then put the crate on top.
Yeah. See this one. The they do have a garage at the bottom, which
yeah,
it's made out
and,
of.
And if you look at the last one, the cargo one, you can tell someone rigged this one by himself. They did a pretty good job rigging it. Put a solar panel on top.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this one, the Mecca Container Homes, it looks pretty. It doesn't even look like a container anymore.
They probably put the cedar wood outside.
They put cedar wood on the outside. Inside looks. Yeah. Oh my god! Inside actually looks really nice. I think I could actually live in this.
You actually live in this?
You see this, the Mecca home?
The wood one. Yeah, the wood one, yeah. It's like, it's three containers. So if you see the stacking?
Yeah.
Oh, so they put it three containers so you can see the stairs.
Yeah. See, I think I could actually live in this one. It's big enough for me to live. I actually think that the two-story one with all the glass on the side, the Homo Mobile, I think I could actually live in that as well. I think that's big enough.
Scroll down to the IQ container. There you go. That's the one you should live in.
Which one? IQ.
Go down, yeah.
I'm going to keep going. How many are there on this website? This is a lot.
I lost.
Oh my God. Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There's no way I could live in this IQ container.
I know, it's pretty big. Look, scroll down. He's scrolling down.
Oh, they have bigger ones.
Yeah. It's only ranges between $20,000 to $240,000.
$240,000.
That's a huge range, man. That's so crazy.
Yeah, so let's talk about what do you think are advantages of this?
To be honest with you, the advantage of it is probably more space. That's about it. That's what I can see. I see a lot more disadvantage than advantage.
Compared to a tiny house.
Yeah. I feel installation probably worse than a tiny house. I feel like you have to spend more money actually making this than a tiny house, to be honest with you.
Yeah, more than likely. It's also more space, so you can tell there's more things to fix. I also think if you don't change the outside, I think it looks worse.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they look worse. Especially the sides that have like all the bars to open up. That just seems, it doesn't look very aesthetically pleasing.
There's more work to do it to do that. Make it better. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so from your perspective, what are the disadvantages?
The disadvantage? So we watched a video. I guess we can link this video in the description. But there was a lady who was talking about all the disadvantages of having a container house where it would be more expensive because every time you cut anything out, say you want to cut out a window or a door, the whole, like, you're messing up the structure. So then you have to add, you have to like add more structural integrity to it. And so it just costs more to make in general. And like, even as much as like you say, they say it's like recycling an old container.
Well, it's supposed to be cost effective too, though. Keep that in mind.
They want to advertise it like that, but there's actually like a lot more you have to do every time you want a window or like, for example, the one that I like where there's like the whole side is windows. There's got to be a lot of work that gets put into that.
Yeah, well, and I agree in that part. I feel like also part of it is that it's how fancy you want this house to be. I feel like it's just a tiny house. It could accumulate so expensively. Imagine you have a deck on top. You should just want a deck on the top of your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the one I said that I could live in, I think it's $300,000 to build this house.
Jesus Christ.
I'll send this to you. $300,000. That's not cheaper than a regular house. You might as well just get a regular house.
Yeah, I completely agree.
At 300,000.
Yeah, your lady that you send the video, she thinks it's all scam.
Yeah, the video that we're talking about. Yeah, she says 7 reasons that it's a scam.
She's talking about all the health risks, you know, the fume, the pesticide, the toxic chemical that goes in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she said that the
rust.
You don't know where these containers have been, and then there could have some chemicals or something that could have been in there.
The rust.
Yeah. It was really interesting watching that because I was like, I didn't even think of a lot of
Will you pick a tiny house versus a container house or vice versa?
I would pick a container house.
Oh, really?
Just because it can be bigger.
Mm. So you don't care about the mobility?
No, that's not really on my list of things. Because I don't know. I don't care if it's like somewhere I can move it. It's a house. I'd rather just be living in. I'd rather have the space than be able to move it.
Yeah, the cheapest tiny house I've seen so far is like $40,000.
Cheapest tiny house? Container house. Yeah, I saw there were some like tiny houses you can like make yourself for like $12,000.
There you go. You can build your own, like I said before. Build your own.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
Come on.
Yeah, I think I would take a container house just because you can make it bigger. The tiny house, I would start building a tiny house, and then it would end up being a regular house. So what's the point?
Same thing for container house. You can scale it. Exactly.
The container mansion. Container house is going to end up being a container mansion.
Yeah. Because you scale it, you know?
Yeah. What about you, man? So would you be able to live in one of these?
Yeah, I could, but I would rather spend the money to buy a nice van. Like I said, van life.
You still would rather take a van over anything else here?
Yeah, just because if I live in something small, I might as well go do it the right way, have the flexibility, gain the flexibility, mobility, have that.
So, okay.
For me, mobility is a little bit higher ranking. So, I mean, if I want something small, I would go to New York City and get a studio there. You know, pay $3,000 for like a 300 square feet studio.
Yeah, but you could get a container house, which is a full house.
Yeah, I would have to spend $100K, you know.
You might have to spend a few hundred K. Like it won't even be one or two. Yeah. It might be 300K on a container house.
So I guess typically I may buy one to Airbnb again. I think this is probably like a cool experience to Airbnb. If you have your own land, I definitely think that having a tiny house or a container house, it may be best, you know, get best back for your ROI, you know? So
It's interesting. I think we also didn't bring this up on either, right? Like, or I brought it up a little bit with the tiny houses, but like if you're living in a community of like container houses or tiny homes, maybe you just like those people, like you like being around those type of people who have the same mentality.
Well, yeah, the like-minded people. Yeah,
yeah. So it might be that you like it better because the people that you meet in those communities are more like-minded to you.
Well, yeah, they feel the same, you know, energy as you. They like the same things you do, so you'll probably definitely get along better.
Yeah, so it's possible. Like that's also a positive that we didn't discuss before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you build a community, like I said, a sense of community, a sense of belonging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So rather than you plotting this in the middle of nowhere by yourself.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it's also what you want to drive to, right? What is your goal? For me, it's money. If I get my money out of this and then rent it out, why not?
Yeah. Monetarily, if you're going to rent it out, either of these would be fine.
Imagine you just buy an empty lot at South Beach and you put a couple of these.
You put a couple of these in. You can actually put a ton of little tiny houses and then rent them all out if you have a good plot of land.
No. I would do stacking shipping container houses, each of them in different stories. And I'll make them climb a ladder.
Climb a ladder, not even stairs.
Nope, I'm in a guy on a ladder. And then I would do a manual pull system to get the lift luggage.
Would it be like, you know how in New York you have like the outside ladders? Like fire escape ladders?
The fire escape ladder, exactly. And then I would have a pulley system on the other side for them to use to pull the luggage up.
Oh my God. Who would want to live there?
Listen, people... You'd be surprised people would do that just for just the experience.
I don't think I would want to know.
They would just do it for vacation. They just want to do it for vacation, you know? Rent that out for $8 a night.
So on vacation, what I want to do is pulley my goddamn luggage up. No, I feel like I don't even want to know these people. Like that.
Hey, for $80 a night, you get an ocean view container house.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah. And then obviously you have a deck on top to see the sunrise, so you know.
So everyone can go up to the deck.
Yeah, everyone can go up to the deck.
I would hate to be in the penthouse.
That's true.
Because people's partying on top of your container house.
maybe I make the last one as a club lounge area, but together.
Okay. All right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no penthouse.
No penthouse.
Yeah.
Well, they're paying $8 a night, so.
Yeah, that's not, you know. Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
you know, it'd be funny. I'll make them go up there to check in.
You make them go to the top.
Man, I only climb the stairs.
Oh my God,
it's part of the experience, you know.
Sorry, handicapped
people. You're not welcome.
You know, aren't there those like hostels in like Japan or somewhere where they just have like a little cubby to like sleep in.
Oh, they're amazing. I love them. Those called their cubicles, cubbies. Yeah, correct. Containers. Yeah, little. You have your own.
Why
space.
Wouldn't you do that instead of these tiny homes?
No, because I could fit 3-4 people per tiny house. You know.
What do you mean 3-4 people?
Like most of the time, well, people will probably want to sleep 2-3 people in it. You know.
2 or 3 people in a tiny house.
In a container house, like something. In a container house.
Yeah. Oh, in the container house. Okay. Yeah, but you could put those cubbies in each of those, and you would fit way more people.
So you hostile style container house.
Hostile container house, because they're already trying to be cheap. So
there we go. So I might as well just do a $20 per night. But you can might stack like a stack of 10 people per time.
You might even be able to still charge $80 and just stack and just have like a ton of people in there.
How about this? I would do $45 per night with free breakfast and Wi-Fi. You know.
And then breakfast and Wi-Fi.
You just gotta go to the lounge.
You're like dropping bagels down the like fire escape. Just catch your bagels.
No. They will come to the lounge so you can see the sunrise, you know? Have a nice view of the sunrise. So
wow.
That's okay. A community area, you know. I'm gonna be mad if someone steal my idea and they do that in South Beach.
you're gonna first need to buy the $1 million property on South Beach.
The land?
Yeah.
I think the land is cheap, but I think just building on it, that's gonna take a while. Plus you need a permit, and plus you need to hurricane proof it.
You think in South Beach the land is gonna be cheap to be able to like have an ocean view?
Well, no, I'm not sure about ocean view, but close to the ocean. I'm not saying cheap. I say you can get a small piece of land, maybe half an acre, maybe perhaps, or I don't know.
For 100,000?
Yeah, 150K. Okay.
All right. I'll have it next year, right before you open up yours. That's what we're gonna
do. Hey, listen, you'd be surprised how, especially now with the pandemic and stuff like that, people are just traveling locally, you know. So, and those Japan ones, think about this. You can have inside, they clean up really well. They literally take the mattress out, yank it, they wash it, and then they clean up the inside. They wipe it down and everything, mop it, whatever you call it, and then sanitize it and they pack the mattress, fresh pillow, fresh everything.
You get a second container which has all of your washer dryer stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, downstairs, the washer and dryer, they could do it themselves too if they want to. And then I have my back ones for, you know, to clean up the house, you know. So
yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah. And then I will have it downstairs like a little, you know, like a store, you know, mini market. Probably.
Mini market. Yeah, makes sense.
All right, we're getting too far track on this.
Yeah, we're coming up with the business ideas of how to take advantage of this.
No, for real though, I mean, I don't know anybody that lives in a container house though, so far. So that I don't know. So
I think they look cooler, but than a tiny house. But I don't see like the usability of it.
I don't see it being more efficient, like you said.
Yeah, I feel like it's more expensive. So that's probably why. It's because it's like not cheaper to live in a container house.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. All right. To wrap up this episode up, so Robert, let me ask you this. If you were to pick what's called a container house, right? What are the 3 things that you need in a container house? You look forward to.
That I would need in a container house.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds like you wanted a container house, right? So that's the only thing you pick between a van and a tiny house.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I would need air conditioning. I always need air conditioning on everything.
But you live in San Francisco, man. You don't need air conditioning in San Francisco.
I still have air conditioning here in San Francisco for the 3 days out of the year that gets ridiculously hot and everyone's like sweating. I have my air conditioning. Yeah, I would need that. I feel like those houses are very similar to regular houses, right?
I guess, yeah. But at the end of the day, they're not insulated as well, though. So they lose heat and cold very easily.
I would probably want, if I was to have one, I would want one with a good view.
So there's a lot of plant, like the land where you put it.
Yeah, so the spot that I choose would have to be really nice, and I could have a nice view all the time. And then a third thing I would want in this house. I don't know. I would make it very modern looking on the inside.
All right.
Yeah.
I would want a roof deck.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good one.
And then I would want a solar panels on top of the roof as well. And then I would want a jacuzzi on the roof. Like all
jacuzzi on the roof? Ooh.
Decked out on the roof, you know?
Fully what if there's a leak?
You leak to the side, whatever. You build a major container, make sure the water's funneled down. We what's called with one of those gutters. That's it.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
Yeah. And then I will want an outside deck on the bottom too as well. Like a big outside deck. Just like put a grill outside like that.
I think I would rather have the house that we looked at where they had a deck on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like an outside area on the second floor. I think I would like that.
Yeah. And then I would definitely need like a nice, you know, bathroom and kitchen.
How would you get to the top floor of your house? Like say you said you want a deck on top and mm-hmm. like a jacuzzi. How would get up there?
You have an outdoor spiral ladder. Fine.
Outdoor spiral from the second floor or from the bottom floor all the way up?
From the bottom floor all the way up.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why not? On the back side?
I think it's too many stairs and it would take up too much space.
Fine, just build an elevator.
You're going to build an elevator on the inside?
On the outside.
You're going to build an elevator on the outside?
Just get another container vertically and put an elevator.
You know what would be cool though is since it's your shipping container, if you have like a rock climbing wall on the back side and you can climb up to the deck.
That'd be cool too. Well, that's the same. You put the vertical container vertical, and then inside the container you put the elevator, and you could have rock and climbing on the outside. You want to?
I think an elevator would be a lot, man. I think that's I don't know how tall your top floor is gonna be, but I feel like an elevator is excessive.
I don't think it's excessive. I think it could be done. So.
But I think it could be done. No, it's not that it couldn't be done. It could be done. Yeah. I think it's excessive. It might be more expensive than it's worth.
Yeah.
But I might put a stairway and have a latch door at the top.
Oh, it's like one of those roof ladder that comes down.
Or the stairs could always just be there. I don't even care. Yeah. But like, I would think I would just open it up and pop it open, and then I'd be up there. I think that'd be the way.
I don't know. I'd rather come from the outside than inside, just because.
Or since I told you I want like a first floor and then a second floor with a deck, like on the deck I would have a stairs to go up to the top.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, we're like planning our container houses already.
All right. So we're gonna wrap this episode up with our extreme MSG 20 session. So what do you have for us today, Robert?
I saw this in San Francisco today.
You film it?
No, it's just a picture I took. Somebody tagged a sign and it said Robert.
Where's the T?
I'm not sure. Like it looks like it's trying to spell Robert.
Like, it spells like Cobra.
No. It looks like R-O-B-E. And then maybe this is R and the line for the T is like cutting it
or is that bobber? It's like a B at the first one. Do you look this on the side? Bobber.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, but this is I feel like someone's trying to get my attention here in San Francisco. I'm like, why are people tagging stuff with my name? This is like they're like framing me.
Or they could say sober.
I don't see sober. I don't see sober. Yeah. Maybe bobber. That's bobber. Maybe you're right. But when I first looked at it, I was like, shit, this says Robert. Like it looks like it says Robert.
I'm sure there's 1,000 Roberts in this.
No. All right. There's only me. And somebody is using my name and framing me. All right.
I don't think you could do this. I don't think this is a very skillful handwriting.
Wow. Rude. Okay. Wow, Mike. You don't think I could? You don't think I could tag? I'm gonna tag your house. I'm gonna go to Florida, tag your house.
I've seen your house. I've seen your handwriting, so I'm just.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. All right, so mine is this picture, and it's titled "Taco Bell Doing the Most." It's a Taco Bell sign. It's breakfast, pumpkin spice nacho. Joking, now hiring.
Pumpkin spice tacos.
JK, now hiring.
They just haven't figured out. They just haven't figured out how to do the pumpkin spice tacos yet.
I mean, you can have pumpkin pie twist, the little twist thingy, cinnamon twist.
Do they still have those at Taco Bell?
It's still good. They do.
Yeah, I really like those cinnamon twists.
They're hiring, man. So one of the comments says, "Yay, white girl tacos." Oh my god. That is so bad.
One of the guys is like, wait, they have breakfast?
Yeah. They do have breakfast.
They definitely have breakfast tacos for sure.
Yeah, for a while now.
Man, yeah. I guess it's just to like catch the white girls' attention so they come work there, right?
Or to eat tacos.
Just like, hey, white girl, we have your tacos, and then
spice tacos.
Never mind. Come in and put an application. Oh my god, this is crazy.
Oh man. It's one of those things. But anyway, all right. So we're gonna end this episode up with our typical rant. So what do you have for us today, Robert?
My rant is that the our lovely Florida Gators, you see Florida Gators, yeah. Our lovely Florida Gators have officially lost their third game this year.
Season's over.
Season was over last time we lost.
Not necessarily. Season's over now for sure.
Season's definitely over now, but it was over when we lost to Kentucky.
Well, we could have still beat Georgia to a certain degree, and then maybe
we have two losses. Did Kentucky lose to Georgia?
But Georgia still played Bama. You gotta send that. So
it's over. It's over. Now. There's gonna be plenty of teams with one loss.
Are you talking about SEC East?
I'm talking about like championships. I only look at championships. I don't give a shit about winning SEC.
I just want us making a live at SEC. If you win SEC's championship, you probably deserve in the top five.
Who cares about the top five? We're not good.
Well, isn't it now the playoff system now? Top eight go to the playoff, top six. So it's different now.
Is it top six?
Yeah. I don't think
if we had two losses that we would go, that we would be in
the top five. It happened last year.
I think there's plenty of teams that have a better
but listen, the SEC, it's such a strong conference. You'd be surprised, like I said. Okay. But anyway, too late now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're talking, you know.
I can't believe we had four turnovers against LSU. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then we couldn't stop the run. What did they? How many yards? 300
yards.
Did they have? 300 plus.
Yeah.
The funny thing
is that we did so well the whole season stopping the run. We stopped Alabama running from us too.
Yeah.
Which is great. But suddenly, man, Todd Graham. Yeah.
It's just embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing. Oh man.
All right. So my rant has nothing to do with football. It's
Oh my god. Who are you? Okay. What's your rant then? Go ahead.
My rant is every time I come home, you know, my mom keeps saying, "Hey, have you met a girl yet? Are you getting married?" You know, I'm like, "Mom, I'm gonna give you the same answer I gave you to you 4 weeks ago, okay?" Yeah, no.
Maybe you found someone in that time. She doesn't know.
Oh, I thought about just making the most absurd girl ever character up. I think maybe I should do it next time. Just make the most absolute girl, and then Photoshop somebody out of it. You know,
what,
just to show her.
What would be her worst case scenario girl that you
I don't know, but I'll think of something.
You're like, you know what, this girl, I love her, she yeah. just got out of jail, multiple drug charges, and she killed three people, but
and she has three kids and she has three
and
kids
she has three kids yeah
there we go your grandma already right away your grandma.
Oh man, so it's funny because I talked to my mom the other day, and her she every time I talk to her, she's like, okay, when are you getting married, right? Yeah. She doesn't even ask if I have a girlfriend. She asks, when are you getting married?
It's so annoying, though. I get fed up with it. I was like, mom, if you ask me one time, I'm going to walk away right now. You
know? And then my mom goes and says, you know, your aunt is so annoying to your cousin because she asked him if he has a girlfriend, like, over and over again. And yeah. I'm like, does this sound familiar to somebody? And she's like, no. I don't ask if you have a girlfriend. I ask if you're getting married or not. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so different.
No, you skip a whole step, you know?
Yeah, she didn't even care about the girlfriend stage.
But does your mom arrange any marriage for you? Arrange any girls?
Yes. I think that's all Asian parents, they do that. hey, I have a girl that you should meet. And then they're like, oh man, I can't believe you didn't meet this girl. Now she has a boyfriend. That was the girl so I had for you.
So you haven't met any of those girls that they can recommend?
I met one girl that my dad tried to hook me up with. And
didn't work out?
No, it's just very awkward. Cause then it was so awkward. Cause it was my dad. It was Father's Day, and I took my dad to like this event. He met one of his friends who had his daughter there, and then so basically they're like, "Hey, you guys should talk."
Coincidentally?
No, or... yeah, it was coincidentally.
Oh, okay. Like,
so because he didn't even know we were going to this thing, so I just took him.
Okay.
Right, and he met his friend there. His friend had a daughter, and they're like, "Hey, you guys should talk." So then they sat us down together, and then basically the whole like both families were watching me. And my dad was watching, and her whole family was watching. And I was like, "Oh my god, this is so."
They're watching you see you have any game.
I have no game. So I showed that. I showed how little game I have, especially when I'm being watched.
Your dad's like, "Oh my god, is my son here?"
He's like, "Oh my god," and my dad was getting drunk, so he was like, "Oh my god, what is going on here?"
He's probably just like, "I'm gonna take a drink every time he says ah."
that's not even the problem. It's just like I don't even know what to say.
That's funny, though. But anyway, yeah, that's my rant. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It just gets a little bit too much.
All right. So. Your rant is that you have an Asian mom.
Kind of. Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're going to wrap this episode up. Appreciate for you guys tuning in. So if you do live in a tiny house or you have experience living in a container house, let us know. Let us know how your lifestyle was. Was it better? Was it for the worse? Why did you even do it in the first place? Leave a comment below. And obviously, if you're watching us on YouTube, please smash that subscribe button, hit the like button. And if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or any kind of podcast audio, just give us a 5-star review. That'd be great. Or let us know what else we could do better.
So. Yeah. And if you guys want to watch any of our other episodes, you can go to our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Yeah. And until next time, we'll have another great episode next week. Take it
easy. Always a great episode. See you guys. Peace.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Until next time, see you then.